Good evening. It's the Nostra Thomas show that just happened to follow the Clueless Joe show from last night. So tonight's a little different than I really like to do, which is to sit and complain, because I guess we could all do that 24 hours a day. But if you watch that, I know we're in this new reality where we don't really see what we're seeing. But if you witnessed that last night, just some observations, and I could be here for 2 days with them, except when Joe zaps me out of the chair when he's done with me. He has high-tech equipment here, trust me. But as soon as you turn on the event, he's patting himself on the back for the vaccine and his job with COVID. Okay. So none of the things that he did were started by him. Okay. No, thank you, former President Trump, a little classy move. We know that's not going to happen for Warp Speed. And then I guess distance and face mask. So everybody in that place is vaccinated. The cure all of every disease known to man. But I'm still watching everyone file in with masks on and 10 to 15 feet away from each other. So what message did that give the world? Where this is the way to go. You still have people that don't want it. And here's your chance to say, we're free because of this great vaccine. And everybody's still two masks and 20 feet away. That was the first observation that I started laughing at. And then, of course, I don't think President Biden understands our American history very well, because he started talking about the insurrection. The greatest attack on democracy. First of all, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. Secondly, no, since the Civil War, he said. So apparently he was alive during the Civil War, is why he keeps bringing up the Civil War. Because that could be the reason why he knows only about the Civil War, but forgot about, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. And talking about these M50, whatever he was talking. The last time I checked at the so-called insurrection, nobody had any weapons. So you're talking about events from the summer that cost $2.5 billion, 12 deaths and 2,000 policemen injured. 9/11 only had 3,000 Americans killed. But this event, I think $275 worth of damage with the door and window, and an unarmed woman got killed, and nobody had weapons. So why are we still talking about this? I'm sure this lines up for the next play, because to me, it's absurd to keep comparing these items, because there are no comparison. And I keep hearing, and then we had the big gun violence. Guns do not get up and shoot themselves, first of all. So the gun violence thing makes no sense to me. And I'm not a big gun crazy guy. But when you're attacking, I knew this was going to happen too. When you're spending months talking about defunding police departments, the bad guys, and the Black Lives movements and all these other things, that apparently had absolutely no effect on the violence that they're talking about, which is up 30%. So again, I love this new term, follow the science. How about following the numbers? How about following reality? Because obviously with these changes, that is your reason for the violence that's going on. It was hard to watch the whole thing, and I want to talk a little bit before I leave about this Voting Reform Act. Voting reform. See, these things are all named, like the infrastructure bill, where none of it is about infrastructure, but we named it infrastructure anyway. So far in this presidency, all we've been able to do is spend money that we don't have. But the voting reform, if you look at this thing, there's nothing in there that's keeping people from voting. Get yourself an ID, follow the directions, ballots sent out to dead people, things like that. Why wouldn't we want the states involved with governing this and doing it the correct way? Why would we want to make changes that are only going to make the process easy to fix or cheat? And that's all this is. Should be the cheating bill. And again, I'm just trying to figure out, because everything is racist now. So when you get the vaccine, you need your ID. So apparently now the vaccine is racist because you have to have an ID to get it. And this may sound ridiculous, but think about these comparisons. If you need an ID to vote, that's racist. But if you need an ID to get a vaccine to save your life, apparently that's not racist, that you need it for that. So again, I had an extremely, really tough time watching it. It's kind of sad where we've become. Well, we can't even say what's obvious, what's going on. But I know he probably practiced that for months and was, I think, falling asleep halfway through it. But it's a shame. It was extremely radical, very left message, one that didn't leave you with a good feeling at all. And I still can't get anybody on the planet to tell me what is good about this administration yet. I mean, yeah, Trump's gone. What is good about what is going on right now? Because when President Trump was president, there was no shortage of things that people liked about his policies, the trade deals, America First, everything that he was doing. I can't find one person to answer me what they love about this, except that Trump's gone. So I don't know, if you're worried about your kids and their children, you would not be okay with what's going on right now. If you don't care about the future of your family, your children's children, then I guess anything goes. And that's what we have right now. It's embarrassing, and it's really sickening to watch go on and everyone pretending like it's okay. I wanted to keep it short tonight, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I don't have anything else. I wanted to get that off my chest, and I want to read some comments underneath it. But thank you tonight. Next week will be no ranting, maybe a little ranting, but not quite like this. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.